Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Thursday, August 22nd. It is Beat Breakfast. It's Show and Killian with
you. Good morning to you. Do you know what day it is today?
What?
It's very kind of your kind of day. It is National Be an Angel Day.
Oh, what does it what
on August 22nd, National Be an Angel Day encourages good deeds and kindness to others by supporting those in need and inspiring others to kindness. We display an act of an angel here on earth. Well. The day also recognises that those who have been angels to us, sometimes we have a terrible day and there's one person that just lifts our mood.
Oh, Killian, I'm genuinely so chuffed that you're coming around to my way of thinking.
I know, yes. Yeah. So if you're out there today and you can do one good deed for one person, even a smile at them, a pat on the back saying you're doing a good job.
Aww.
Do it.
You've no idea what a difference that makes. Can I say who was an angel last night to me?
Yeah,
the
you can.
The person that served my dinner in Wexford, because I ordered the chicken curry and I said, can I have half rice, half chips? And this is always a moment, Killian. It's a moment of, are they going to come through? Are they not? And can I just say, Veronica, angel, angel,
well
angel.
Done. Did you have a nice little birthday celebration last night?
Yes.
Took her out for food?
Yes, it was Cathy Wex's birthday yesterday. Yeah. So yeah, we had
took her out for food, yeah.
Oh my God, I spoiled you rotten in here. I got you cookies, I got you a ukulele.
I'm only joking, I appreciate it. Thank you
anyway,
so much.
Happy Thursday to you. If you're just joining us, Killian's been quite giddy in the last hour, so expect the unexpected is what
in
I will say
world
today.
Where people are giddy.
We are giving you a chance to maybe beat the bomb with Carrick Pharmacy. 14 is the score to beat. I will tell you that in my time here, I have never heard a daily dilemma that we're going to hear later on this morning. It's all about office antics, and we need your assistance with
yes,
us. It's Thursday's
do.
Beat Breakfast. Good morning.
Morning.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. This is Beat.
What do I say?
Okay, so yesterday.
Great film.
Ciao. I've never seen it.
What?
Yeah, I know. In the office yesterday, we have builders in. Shout out to the builders. Nearly threw their lunch in the bin the other day.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're great crack. They're great crack. They just need to turn on Beat a little bit more. But anyway, they were in the office and we were talking about car names. And one of the lads, Mick, who I love, he's deadly. He said, someone asked him his car name and he said, Marguerite.
Yeah, just straight out.
My car is called Marguerite. And then they were kind of quizzing him as to why. And I was like, it's such a thing, isn't it? Like the fact that, you know, some people see their car as this like fully formed identity and
yeah.
they give it a name because I suppose it helps you to bond with the car.
It does. It really does. When it's sore or when it goes to the garage, you can just give it a rub on the bonnet and go, Seb, everything's going to be all right.
Shush.
You're going to see daddy when you're out.
You slagged me when I said my car was in the hospital and now you're talking about rubbing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, but that's different. It's not a hospital. It's the mechanic. It's the garage. You're going to be all right, baby. It's okay. Daddy's going to see you soon.
Don't do that anymore. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Imagine you were out in the office car park, like just rubbing the top of your car, talking to it. What the hell? Anyway, it turns out that our very own Odrin from Beat News has just secured his driving test and got himself a new car, and we grabbed him yesterday for a chat. Here's how it went. Congratulations on passing your driving test.
Thank you. Delighted.
It's we were only talking about it the other day because I think you had been going to do it, or maybe you'd just done it, but we were talking in the office about, for me, I actually think it was worse than my leaving cert. How did you find it?
Yeah, it's bad because at least with the leaving cert, you know where you stand and you don't have to do it again, whereas the driving test, you kind of need to do it. Mm. Like, and I'm sure like no one is more happy about this news than one, my sister, and two, probably Aoife in the newsroom, because she's been like trekking me up to different bits and pieces. So I think everyone is delighted, I think, and probably more so than me, but I'm very happy as well.
And I said to you yesterday morning, I said, are you nervous? And you said, no, I'm okay, I'm confident enough.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, you do it the first time and you're really nervous and then you kind of understand how it works and then you go in. Like, I didn't even know if I had a passed. Like, I didn't have any feeling or inclination that I would have passed when I was doing it. And then I went in and he was like, oh, you passed. And I was just like, it felt so anticlimactic. And I was like, what am I worrying about this for?
Where are the balloons? Where's the fanfare?
Yeah. The first time pass?
Second.
Not to worry.
It's, yeah.
I'd like to make you feel slightly better. I failed on my first go as well. I drove through a stop sign.
Come here to me. Where did you do it? So you're like, you're originally a Sligo man, and you kind of moved down from Dublin to the Dacia. Did you do it in the Dacia, or did you have to go back up to Dublin?
I did in Waterford, absolutely. Well, I wasn't chancing it up in Dublin again, no.
So how was the Dacia?
It's grand. A few sketchy roads. I have a bone to pick with Waterford drivers. I don't think they're very good at driving.
Oh god.
Oh no.
And in fairness, you could have passed going through the stop sign, because the amount of people in Waterford that stop literally on the road already, and they're like, oh, you coming? You coming? Yes, I'm going there. Like, would you ever get back? Like,
well, you may wear in your brand new, well, isn't it's new to you, the car?
It's new to me, yeah. Little Toyota Yaris, yeah. No, okay. I'm delighted with it. Yeah, it's tiny and nifty and everything about it.
Killian, noted the colour yesterday. It's a beautiful teal.
Yeah, it's very like on brand for, I think, you. You know when you...
Chic, I would call it.
Chic.
Yeah.
When someone has a car and we're looking at it, we're like, it's very Odrin, isn't it? Like, just the colour, because I think you have those tones in your wardrobe.
You're a classy guy.
What we want to chat about is the interesting name that you've chosen for your car. So it's a Toyota Yaris. What year?
It's 15.
Yeah. 15, okay.
You sparked quite the conversation in the office yesterday when you revealed the name of your beautiful teal Yaris. Go for it.
Christy.
Christy.
I just think it's kind of cute, you know, little Christy driving around. There is rhyme and reason to this.
Okay.
So Christy Moore, obviously, very well-known musician, probably my favourite musician. He had a little song way back when called Little Honda 50. You know, it's a Yaris. It's similar size to a Honda 50. Like, that's my little nifty car. Like, so
I like the fact that it has a real meaning to it. Yeah,
I told him he missed the boat on it.
Why?
Considering the EP was the weekend, there should have been Calvin Yaris.
I'm so glad you went with Christy. Audrey Johnson from Beatsport, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, you may wear with Christy.
Oh, Christy.
Ah, go on. Oh, no.
I want to get one of those in my car. The one that goes...
Oh, God, you've been really weird about cars this morning, like really weird. Right, can you top that, actually? Like, Christy, named after the legend that is Christy Moore, I'd be interested to know if there's anybody who has named their vehicle after somebody famous.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So when I do eventually get my car back, I will name it. But it's probably a good time, given that that's the subject this morning, if I give you a little update on the Mini Countryman.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so...
Breaking news, breaking. Read all about it. Show's car broke down, but what's the update?
Okay, let me get my papers. You know the way they do it on the 9 o'clock news? Okay, hang on a second.
Oh, wait. I think it's something really cool now. You can say, give one headline and then move on to the next.
Okay. Good evening, I'm Shona Lyons, and this is an update on the white Mini Countryman. As reported last week, the Mini Countryman had been taken to hospital in Dublin, Talla to be precise, on the back of an engine fault. It was an amber colour.
What are you doing?
I'm shaking my papers. You know,
you know that all news readers do that, like 24/7.
I'd like to report that as of yesterday, we can now reveal that there are two major engine faults with the Mini Countryman. Many people have asked Shona, the owner of the car, what are these faults? Her knowledge is slim. She does not know what they are. What we can reveal is that they are major, and these parts will need to be sourced from somewhere in Europe. Right now, all we can tell you is that it could be 3 to 4 weeks before the Mini Countryman is returned to Shona Lyons. Until then, the garage have offered a replacement car, which she's hoping to pick up on Saturday. That's it for now.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Like, I bought a secondhand car. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Literally. Do you know what? And I have the same, I know the feeling, because last week I was cruising down the road. Everything was going grand.
Yeah.
And, you know, I passed out a car on the right, passed out another one on the left. About 72 laps in, lad comes on the radio. Engine failure. I said I had to put in. Lost the race, sure. Got no points.
Oh, you were playing at home.
I was playing on my PlayStation.
Oh my God.
I know exactly.
I could have seen that coming. This is a real car. This is real life. These are real feelings. This is my Mini Countryman that was meant to be my dream car.
Hey, you have no idea what it takes to be chasing Lewis Hamilton for the championship and then your engine breaks down as Charles Leclerc.
It's
heartbreaking.
I don't have any idea, and I probably never will, Killian. But it's good that we have some kind of, like, I suppose, mutual understanding of each other. Anyway, it is Thursday. It's Beat Breakfast. This is Beyonce and Irreplaceable.
Yeah, some could say that's like
like the country, man.
Get up. I got you in the morning. Beat Breakfast.
You gotta love the Irish. You gotta love the Irish when we go away and we get spotted, we get seen, we get brought up on stage. An Irish fan has gone viral after joining the Queen, that is Adele, on stage at her Munich gig, right? So she invited Paula up onto the stage and she expected somebody a little bit shy, I think. She thought that, like, you know, she was bringing this girl up and she was going to have a little nice chat with her and Paula was going to be like, you know, real quiet.
Yeah, but Adele is so naive for that. Like, you're bringing a fan who's come to your show, who's probably in like one of the first couple of rows, and you think they're going to be quiet and not freak out. But I've never seen an Ar- or like a fan do as much freaking out as Paula from Kildare has done.
But do you not think that, like, in those situations, no matter how vivacious and full of life and, like, you know, well able to talk you are, sometimes, like, I think I would be the kind of person that
starstruck.
Might be starstruck. Yeah. Just, yeah, like, it's Adele. You're on stage in front of thousands of people and Adele is there. Can I just, we're going to play a clip of Paula in a second. I just want to tell you, I want to set the scene for you. Paula is, I think she's 36, and she is, you're going to love this, she was dressed in a cream sequined outfit from Tesco.
Was that actually from Tesco?
Yeah, the F&F clothing range. I could not love her anymore. She hugged and kissed her idol and didn't want to let her go.
It was really sweet.
No, I'm Irish. Oh, you're Irish. Oh, sorry, Irish. I expect to be Irish as well. Come here, what's your name? What's your name?
Paula.
Paula, and who are you here with tonight?
My husband, Frank.
Your husband, Frank. Frank from Ireland. I've got your crazy wife, Paula, up here with me. And whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
Kildare.
Kildare, I've never heard of that.
What's
it's
in
the
bog?
You're the most excited person I think I've ever had on stage. But you know what? If it was Beyonce, I'd be the same. So what can I say?
Go on.
So it was really, really, like, cute and everything. She was on stage with her, and then at the end, she gave her a goodie bag and everything.
I know.
But she was so Irish. Like, she asked her, "How'd you get here?" And she was like, "Well, we flew into Frankfurt and we got the train down yesterday." Like, she was having a proper Irish conversation.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like, when Adele was kind of getting her off stage, she was like, "Right, I kind of had enough of you now." She was like, "You have a goodie bag here and everything." And she was like, "Thanks so much, pet. Oh, thanks so much." You know, like that Irish kind of bye bye. Thank you. Thanks so much. You're very good.
Like, I don't know if there were other kind of stories that broke from this gig, but the internet has gone a little bit wild for Paula in her Tesco sequin suit, F&F clothing, big it up. Paula was hilarious on Twitter. Truth be known, she's every daydreamer. Fantastic show once again. These shows are truly something amazing to see in a couple of weeks. Somebody else said, obsessed with this crazed Adele fan, Miss Paula. Adele's very Irish, excited fan from Kildare last night is one of my highlights of the night. So she's kind of, yeah, she's gone viral. She has made, I suppose, the gig extra special. She's all of us. She's all of us fangirling over somebody that we love. Killian, you were brought up on stage at a gig before, were you?
Yeah, it was the Bangorstown Summer Festival. I think I was 6 or 7, maybe younger, because Owen wasn't born. But yeah, I was brought up on stage with a cover band at the time and I wanted to be Mickey Joe Hart. So I went up with a fake guitar and just pretended to play 1,000 miles by, or not 1,000 miles, 500 miles by the Pretenders. And that was it, yeah.
And
foreshadowed what I was going to do, you know.
I've never been brought up on stage by anyone famous, but I was at a Wexford Drama Group play last year in October and I got brought up on stage as audience participation and I really feel like I nailed it. So basically you and me are just like Paula, yeah?
Yeah, just like Paula in Munich at Adele, and what were you, in Wexford, up for clapping hands during a thing. And I think that's where we'll leave it.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
It's on the Dilemma This Morning guy in touch with us. It's not particularly like a major life dilemma. He has moved in with his girlfriend and he has discovered that she has never used an iron because he asked her to iron his shirt for the pub the other night and she said she's never had to. Her mom did it all her life, so she just feels like it's not necessary. Paul was on Been Ironing for years. Wouldn't say it's one of my favourite things to do. Mostly shirts. Everything else comes out of the dryer crease free fairly easily. Michelle was on Lads. Life's too short to be ironing. I don't own an iron and I haven't ironed in years. I threw out the iron. There's a knack to this. Don't leave the washing sitting in a machine. Take it out, shake it out, hang it and dry fold. I have a handheld steamer that I use for emergencies, but I've never used it. 3 kids later and they have never ironed. Adele, as a woman, lots of our clothes fabrics don't actually require ironing, especially if they're hung up to dry correctly and folded correctly. Men's shirts do. Therefore, the only people who need to iron, in capital letters, are men. We didn't need one in our shared house until one of the girls' boyfriends needed one for work. Oh, it's God. Just you that need it.
Jonathan was on. He said, yeah. Hi lads, I think every woman should know how to iron. It should be put in home mech for the junior cert or something to prepare for married life.
What?
Yeah, I mean, 1960s called, Jonathan. They want you back.
It should be put in home ec.
Should be put in home ec to iron, yeah.
It's just a life skill we should all, like, it's just one
it's
of
just
those
using things. A machine.
Like, it's not our job. Poddy, good morning, mister. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, hon, we're good. Right, so shout out to your mom, because what did she teach you?
She taught us how to knit, sew, everything.
I'm so, and, yeah, I'm impressed. Go on.
Yeah, so taught us how to iron and the whole lot. And yeah. As technology went on and the microwave arrived on, I kind of changed it myself. And I used to get, when I was single, I used to get the microwave, take my shirt straight out of the washing machine, button it, fold it. 3 minutes in the microwave, it came out lovely steam and not wrinkled in the place like something you got off the shop.
Sorry, can we just backtrack for a second? You're saying to me you put your shirts in the microwave?
Yeah.
Body, no.
I've never heard of this before.
What?
I swear to God, like new, like it came out with a dry cleaner.
No,
so wait,
so
you get your shirt, you put it in a bowl or like a big enough kind of container that'll fit in the microwave?
No, on a plate.
On a plate. But how is it sitting? Like, you know, the shirt like is too big, obviously, for the microwave. So what way you fold?
You just fold it. Fold it like you would in a shop and just put it in there and it'll twist. It'll turn.
And do you dampen it before it goes in?
Straight out of the washing machine. It's wet.
Oh, okay. So it's straight out of the washing machine. You put it in the microwave for 3 minutes, but it's not dry then.
It'll come out and it'll just be like a big cloud of steam everywhere. And if it's not 100% dry, just put it back in like another couple of minutes.
Come here to me. What happens like if I had a 3-in-1 from like the Chinese the night before and I had it in before? Is your clothes going to smell like curry or like spice bags?
Oh, you're just going to score in coppers, you know.
You're just going to... No, just clean out your microwave after your 3-in-1, you big idiot. Honestly, I am baffled. I don't think like I've ever heard anything so mad, but actually, I want to try this. So you're saying three minutes...
I used to do it with the kids, you know, they'd have their little teddy bear that they get all attached to and they won't go to bed without it. And it's like, gets real sticky and smelly and stink.
Yeah.
Washing machine, it's straight into the microwave, couple of minutes, bone dry, off to go to bed with a nice clean teddy bear.
Okay, Poddy, I'm on a mission this morning to find out if there's somebody else in the southeast that actually puts their clothes into the microwave to dry and decrease them. Like,
I think you're the only one.
Mind-boggling. Every day is a school day, hun. Listen, you have a brilliant Monday, all right?
Take care. Not a lot.
Talk to you, bye-bye. Good
morning. Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, it's Wednesday. Let's have some fun, shall we? If you haven't seen it yet, there is a delightful new trend that gets everyone's favourite robot, ChatGPT, to roast any Instagram feed that you want. So this could bring you hours of potential fun. Killian, can you just explain how you actually do it first?
Yes, so you will take screenshots of your profile, so with your bio and stuff, and then maybe two of like your feed. So like kind of the top half of your feed, and then the middle, and then the next section. You will go to the website ChatGPT, you will log in or do whatever you have to do, and then you will add those photos and just say, roast this feed please. And well, they don't hold back, because on the Rush Hour yesterday with Darren Rice and Megan O'Regan Byrne, things got heated, and I don't think Darren was too happy with what he had to say.
You can't be sensitive at this.
You can't.
This is a robot that is roasting you. You have to be up for the crack here, all right?
Exactly. So this, the shot will be fired.
Yeah.
But we're both on the same page here. Now, I have got ChatGPT to roast Shona's page, so she doesn't know what's going to be said, and vice versa. So okay. I don't know how I'm going to be roasted. So you can roast me first.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Take your shots. I think I'm a big boy. I can take it.
A hard man. You got this. Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Okay. I'm just going to kill the music because I feel like we need to hear everything.
Okay. At Killer Doyle's Instagram as roasted by ChatGPT. This Instagram feed is like a chaotic mashup of random interests. One minute you're flexing about being nominated for a radio award, and the next you're posting the obligatory concert photos, trying to convince everyone that you're living the best life. Are you trying to be a radio host, a rock star, or just that friend who never says no to a group pick? Pick a lane, my dude.
That's brutal.
It's so brutal.
That is shot after shot.
The wedding photo looks like you got dragged into being a groomsman last minute because someone else bailed.
Oh, no.
What wedding photo was that?
I think it must be my brother's wedding. I wasn't even a groomsman.
You're rocking that I'm only here for the open bar smile. And what's with the car pick? Is that supposed to be your proud dad moment? Because it's given off, I finally got the dent out vibes.
Hey, leave my poor Fiesta alone. That was a gorgeous car back in the day.
Okay, okay, let's keep it rolling. And let's not ignore the fact that you've clearly got a thing for guitars. But judging by the number of photos, it's probably more of an aesthetic choice than a talent. You can't shred your way to coolness, sorry. The Red Hot Chili Peppers neon sign. Are you trying to prove you're a true fan or just flexing on concert tickets? Okay, here's the summary paragraph. Yours is quite short, actually, because I've seen some, like, really...
Yours is massive.
Yeah. Okay, in summary, your feed is like a Spotify playlist on shuffle, trying way too hard to cover all the bases, but ending up just being confusing. But hey, at least you're having fun, right?
Jesus Christ, that was vicious.
It is vicious, isn't it? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a big boy. Yeah, I can take it. Are you ready for yours?
Yeah, go for it. I can take it.
Okay. ChatGPT on Sean and Lyon's Instagram. It starts off with roasting this feed, ? Okay, let's dive in. And it's bullet points. Number one, group hangouts and street strolls. That first picture looks like the start of a rom-com where the plot twist is that the main character realises she's actually allergic to basic.
Do you know what that picture is? That's me on the street at the Fla. Up the Fla.
Bonus points for the neon sneakers what scream, I'm fun and quirky. We see you, colour-coded footwear guy.
That's Tom with the yellow runners.
Number two, selfies galore. This woman is really doubling down on the I'm the fun mom and friend vibe. But let's be real, by the time she hits post number 252, even her own reflection will start asking for a break. Number three, Pete Radio. The classic radio host pose. One hand on the mic, the other grasping desperately for relevance. If only we could hear the frequency at which those four smiles are being broadcasted to.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
Number four, mix of a monochrome and colour, throwing in some black and white to show she's artsy and deep. Spoiler alert, adding a filter doesn't make that selfie any less cliche. But hey, it's all about the gram, right?
Oh my God.
Number five, the dance floor shots. Look, if you're over 30 and still taking nightclub pics, it's time for a serious talk with your dignity. Maybe it's hiding behind the overused live lovely.
No way. No way. This is what Niall's like to be about.
Number six, family moments. Because nothing says I'm relatable like posing with a kid who probably didn't even get paid in extra screen time for the PR stunt.
Oh my God.
Number seven, random poses. The variety is outstanding. There's look, I'm professional. Look, I'm casual.
Thank you.
Look, I'm professionally casual. We get it. You're versatile like everyone else on Instagram. Number eight, event hosting. Finally, a random event where she's holding a mic, probably telling the crowd how amazing it is to be out, but secretly just wishing she was at home in sweats. Finally, it's a solid feed, but maybe try less forcing the fun and maybe be more fun. Just a thought.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Do you know what? I'm glad that we are like able to take it because it's tough, isn't it? It's like, okay, I feel so seen. You can follow us at Killer Doyle at Showlines on Instagram if you want to rate it for yourself. Look, we've taken the biggest blow that we can possibly take.
Wow, that was good fun.
I'd love to do that.
More people. So if you want, you can send in your Instagram feeds and we'll try roast them.
I love that. I think that's genius.
It is. Right, we're going to motor off.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Indulge me a little bit here, Killian Doyle, and you're going to have to indulge me because, you know, I'm mad most days. I come out with like random facts, nuggets of information. I bring them to you and I decipher whether or not I really am mad. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but I feel like I'm on that level with you.
Oh, yeah,
I think
yeah.
When Niall is here and we're both around, he's just looking at us like, what two gobshites?
Absolutely. Right, well, here's what happened yesterday in my house, right? So I don't know if this was you as a child, but like the shower situation with Eve. Like, once she gets in, she's fine. But like, actually getting her into it is like, come on, Eve, you have to have a shower. And she's like, why? And I'm like, because you're dirty. Okay? It's really simple. You're dirty. You haven't had a shower for a few days. Just get in. So eventually, get her in. And then yesterday afternoon, after about 10 minutes, I was like, geez, she's still in the shower. I better get her out. And I called her and I said, come on, you didn't want to get in the first place. You need to get out. And she said, I'm thinking. I was like, you're thinking? You've been in there for 10 minutes. What could you possibly be thinking about? And she said, I'm thinking about stuff. And I was like, what? Like, for me, right? I got her out, by the way. Pat on the back to me.
Well done. Great, I can tell you parenting. One thing. That daughter of shows is the most sass I've ever seen in a child ever.
That's only because you give her sass. Anyway, I was like kind of baffled by her thinking comment. And then I went, like, when I get into the shower, right, I'm just a sharer. Like, I'm getting into the shower to like clean my bits.
Mean business.
Yeah,
I, you were in there with your exfoliator glove thing.
Yeah,
and you're,
I'm whoosh, shaving. Whoosh, whoosh. I'm just cleaning myself. I'm not like, I don't sing in the shower. I don't
trick act in the shower.
I don't trick act. I don't think. I don't do anything in the shower other than what the shower is meant for. So I actually was like, are there people that get into the shower and use it as like time to, like she said, think about stuff, contemplate life, plan things? Like, are the people that plan out their week? You know, I'm intrigued as to whether or not there are two types of people in the world.
So you want to know what I do in the shower?
I want to know what you do in the shower.
Okay.
Okay. Happy Monday.
Well, there's two types of showers for me. There's a shower, it's in and out when I need to be somewhere. So like before work in the morning.
Yeah.
Usually I'm a little bit with it when I wake up, so it's in and out.
Yeah.
That's how I was just in the shower.
Yeah.
And other times, there is times where I would have a good think. I would have a concert to myself. I would perform a lot of songs. I would listen to music in the shower. So I'd put my phone in the bathroom with me.
Okay.
I'd have a playlist playing.
Yeah, sometimes I would put on a Celine Dion song. But it would probably only take me like the duration of the song. Say it was 4 minutes, that'd be in and out.
Oh no, I'd have about, I'd say maybe 7 or 8 songs planned.
No.
Yeah, and do a full routine. My shower's kind of big enough. Not my rented house, but my one at home. But sometimes I can't do that because there's like 4 lads in the house, so yeah. It's like, I want to use a shower, and I'm like, go away, I'm in the middle of my final set.
Okay. So,
and
you
then
are
one
singing.
Time singing, and then sometimes I like to think, and I tell you, try it before you knock it, sitting down in the shower.
No.
Yeah, sometimes like after a night out, if I'm feeling a bit sorry for myself, if I have the fear, I just sit down on my arse in the shower, let the shower head rain on my head, and I feel like I'm in a movie, and I just sit there and I just think about my thoughts.
What? I've never in my entire life like sat down in a shower.
Have you not?
No, it wouldn't.
I tried to do a handstand once in the shower.
How did that work out?
I fell.
Why would you like that's a bath. You want, like, if you're sitting down in the shower, you want a bath.
Yeah, but it's that whole thing of like you're up against the wall and you're just feeling like it's rain. It's like a rainy day. Like, I feel like I'm in a music video, like a sad music video.
Okay, I'm handing it over because I'm genuinely like shook that Killian has a set that he plays in the shower, that he sits down in the shower. Is there anything stranger than this that we can find this morning? What kind of shower person are you? 085 102 9103. There is a little bit of research about this, and I will tell you what it means if you wash your bits first. Right now, Toblerone, Good Luck Babe. Good morning. I love you. I love you because you have indulged my madness this morning. Welcome to Beat Breakfast for the first time this week, Monday, August 19th. We're talking about what kind of person you are in the shower. Yes, that is how we have kickstarted our Monday. And it turns out there's a real variety out there. But what really has blown my mind, I suppose, mostly is the fact that Killian admitted that he sits down sometimes in the shower.
Just get my thoughts straight. Think about some of the actions I maybe have done in my life and think, how can you rectify yourself, Killian? It's like a self-reflection. Not only you go on your mindfulness weekends and your yoga.
Yeah.
That's yoga to lads.
Yes, Mark was on. Yes, Killian, I have done that when I'm delicate. Sitting down in the shower definitely helps. Killian, just before we go to gym, what do you wash first?
What do I wash first? My hair, and then my body, and then my bits. And then my legs. I do it like I'm washing my car. So like start at the top.
Washing your car.
Yeah, because I'm not going to wash my body and then wash my hair, because then all the filth from my hair is going to come down on my body, which I've just washed.
Okay, I get it. According to bigbathroomshop.co.uk, the only research that I could find about washing yourself in the shower, those who wash their hair first are thought to be big on discipline and order.
There you go.
Jim, good morning.
Morning, lads. How's things?
We're good. Right. Killian is not on his own.
Oh, absolutely not now. He's only in the shower. I'd be sitting down in the shower, but not with Killian.
Well, thank God for that. That was.
I thought you'd come join me, Jim.
No, that's not a mental image we need for a Monday morning. Talk to us, though. Like, is this something you've always done? Sat down in the shower?
Oh, pretty much, yeah. I drive my wife crazy. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going for a shower. And I'd be back down about 20 minutes later. She was like, you still don't know? Yeah, only out of the shower. I work for myself, so I turn on the shower. I sit down in the shower and I just have a business meeting in my head.
Okay, so
just plan out my life.
So you do actually like think about, you know, do you think about work?
Everything, just sit down and ponder and stuff. Yeah, it's great. It's as you said, it's like a yoga day in your head.
And have you had any good ideas in the shower?
Oh, I don't have a whiteboard in there. I must get one and start writing, taking down, taking notes.
That's a good idea, Jim. Do you know what I love doing as well? I love putting my like hands over my ears so like you can't really hear, and then like that, like the way you can hear like the shower on your head, the way that feels. You know the way that isolated sound, and I just think. It's the best thing
in
the world.
This has gone very weird. This is taking a turn. Jim, before I let you go, what do you wash first?
Yeah, start at the top. Normally, just wash my hair first. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you like discipline and order. Hence, why you're such a successful businessman, according to BigBathroomShop.co.uk.
Take that with you, Jim, in life.
You have a brilliant Monday. All right. Thanks for chatting to us.
Take care, folks.
Bye.
Bye. Get
up. I got you in the morning. Beat breakfast. Talk to me about my queen.
You're a queen.
Yeah, my
queen. I didn't
know
you were such a Kylie fan. Kylie Minogue obviously did an amazing set at Electro Picnic over the weekend, and it's still being talked about simply because of one taxi driver. We were talking about the name Christy earlier on. Christy was the name of this taxi driver.
No way.
Yes, and basically his daughter posted a video on TikTok, and she was amazed of the story he had to tell. So I'm just going to play the story because no one tells it like Christy tells it.
It could be a lie and it could be the truth.
Okay, tell me the story.
I was told about to the Bridge House Hotel in Tullamore yesterday, and when I went and away, had two big lads came out with suits and dark glasses on them.
Yeah.
And they said to me, "Are you the taxi, Christy?" And I said, "Yes." But they said, "Wait for a minute." So they went back in and they came back out. I said, they looked like gangsters.
Okay.
And they came out with this woman, and the two of them got in the back of the car. She got in the front, and I told her it was €150 to let pick me,
yeah.
Money up front.
Because you thought they were dodgy.
Yeah. Next thing, outside Chile, she said to me, "Do you not know me?" I said, "I don't know you. How would I know you?" Well, she said, "I'm Kylie Minogue." Now, she could be telling lies or she could be telling the truth. I just want to find out.
Kylie Minogue! He brought Kylie Minogue to Electric Picnic from a taxi in Tullamore and he didn't know who she was.
Do you know what? I kind of take Christy's point. Like, if he doesn't know exactly how she looks, it could be like some beautiful blonde woman all dressed up, looks real fancy, but like could be having him on completely.
Yeah.
And €150 is a big fare.
It is.
I mean?
Yeah. And if there's someone dodgy, you don't want to be missing out on your cut for the day. Like, you know.
I can't believe, though, that she said, "You don't know who I am." Like, as in, I'm sure she said it in a nice way. Like, you know, she's Kylie. And
yeah,
she's
but
real.
I was thinking maybe, like, is he part of a depot that was saying, like, you know, you have to collect this person? Maybe he just wasn't told and maybe they had already paid, or it's because she's a celebrity. And I'd say she was caught by surprise when he turned around and went, "Come on, 150 up front there, love."
It's the way you're so right. It's the way you tell. And sure, she could have been anyone.
I'd say a taxi driver see the most amazing people, because my uncle, he was a detective in the Guards, but I think, was it after retired or was he still when he was a guard? But he was Mary McAleese's chauffeur.
No.
Yeah,
way.
So he dropped around. He gets a Christmas card every year from Mary McAleese.
No way.
Yeah, so like I want to know, is there taxi drivers out there that have had someone incredibly famous in the, like, maybe in the passenger seat beside them and didn't know who they were?
There's a taxi driver from Wexford, Stephen, that listens to the show. I think he's had a few famous people in his in the back, but not that level, like not Kylie Minogue level. Anyway,
Kylie.
Fair play to Christy. Good man, Christy.
Good man, Christy.
How did you not know that I love Kylie?
That was your first concert, yeah. I know. Well, for you, this is Kylie. Thanks, spinning man. Around.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat breakfast with Niall and Show. Her's name is Leandra. It means lioness in Latin, and yes, she is as beautiful as her name sounds. I love this name, actually. Who is this from? This is Orla. My daughter is Peggy. She's 11. I love Peggy.
Goo.
I love the old names like Peggy and Molly and, yeah.
Peggy Goo though.
Yeah.
Na 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 na. Na, na. Let's fly through some of the voice notes here.
Hey, B. Well, my own name is Fionn, which back years ago when I was growing up wasn't so popular, but nowadays very popular name. All my family have Irish names. My brother's Oisin, my sister is Rosha, and then my other sister's Rita. So, all Irish names.
They're lovely names.
Carcalor, Gochintok.
Mahan Buchel.
Megan was on to us this morning as well.
Good morning, Sean and Killian. Just on the whole baby names and unusual names. Our one's not really unusual. We're expecting, and we found out we're having a girl.
Aww.
And we're caught between a good few names, but ones that kind of keep popping up for us are like Harper and Heidi. And the one thing I know, just because being South African, the name Heidi, it originated really from like a witch's cartoon in Afrikaans, the like native language in South Africa. And I know, I just have a strong feeling that if my family were to like hear it, especially my parents, they'd kind of make fun of it. Just like the texturing was kind of saying, oh, people think that you should make it the second name. I don't think they should really bother what other people think. They like the name as much as they do, just go with it. It's your choice at the end of the day, and your family, you want them to be named the way you want, and it also has a meaning to them, so they're better off just to stick with their gut on this one.
Thank you so much, Megan. Thinking of you, sending you lots of love. Good advice, because at the end of the day, it is your choice. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Right, we're on a little bit of a kind of secret mission here this morning, because on the line we have got a girl in the southeast who's never met anybody with her name. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. So we would like to find somebody else with this name. I wouldn't have said, like, I would have assumed there was somebody else out there with this name. Go for it.
There definitely is someone out there with this name. My name's Leanna. My mom and dad didn't know that the name actually existed. My dad wanted Leanna and my mom wanted Alana, and they formed Leanna. I know it definitely is a name, but I've never met someone with my name.
That's mad.
That's
isn't
mad.
It? Yeah, like the you've never crossed paths with somebody. Like, obviously, they kind of thought that they were putting two names together to make a new name, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So our quest is to find somebody else in the southeast. Where are you, Leanna?
I'm currently in Wexford.
Wexford. Okay. Well, we cover a good few counties, so we're on a little bit of a quest. Can we find another Leanna in
you're
the southeast before the show is over at 10 o'clock?
It's like you know that scene in Titanic when it's a bit morbid scene now, but you know when like they're searching for the people that like when the boat is sank. Like, is there anybody out there? So is there anyone out there with the name Leanna?
Okay, Leanna. While you're still on the line, Nicole's been on to us. Nicole says, "I teach a Leanna in Tipperary," but that's not good enough. We need to actually speak to the source. You want to talk to another Leanna. You want to say hello, how are you, how's your life going? Fair.
I'm determined.
Yeah, okay, you're determined. Alright, let's do this. Okay, we'll make it happen before 10 o'clock this morning. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Hopefully we'll get you back on. Alright.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leanna.
Bye, bye, bye.
Get up. I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
In the last hour we were discussing unusual names across the southeast, and we spoke to a girl who is goes by the name of Leanna, and she was in Wexford, and she said, "I've never met another Leanna before. I've never spoken to one." So that was our mission, that was our quest this morning. Killian, who have you got on the phone?
I've got a Leanna on the
phone.
My God. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Leanna number
Good morning.
Two.
Leanna number two, how are you this morning? Thanks for taking our call firstly.
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Okay, I think we're going to do this. We're going to unite you with a fellow Leanna. Leanna number one in Wexford, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, go on, say hello to each other. Just have a little bit of
have a moment.
Yeah, go on.
Hello, Leanna. Hi. Hi, Leanna. How are you? Have you ever met someone with your name, my name?
No, never, have you?
No, not once in my life.
This reminds me of what's the movie with Lindsay Lohan?
Trapped.
The Parent Trap.
Oh my God.
girls, we're really glad that we brought you together. We can give you each other's numbers if you want to meet up over coffee or like take this a step further. I don't know what you want to do next. Leanna 1 and 2, thanks for chatting to us on Beat Breakfast. So glad we could make your dreams come true. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Leanna's. When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall. Right, well, it's, as I said, it's a popular answer. It's been said multiple times. Let's talk to David. Good morning, mister. How are you?
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Well, yeah, we're very well. We're very well. Whereabouts are you?
I am in Carlow now, in Brooklands, doing delivery for DPD out of the Carlow Depot 18. So shout out to all the boys.
Good man yourself. Carlow. Fair play. Do you know what? I think coconut noodles just brings me back to like college days because they were the like stable diet kind of thing. But I've never had them with what you're suggesting here. Talk to me.
Well, a couple of scrambled eggs. Yeah.
Oh, David.
And if you're really poor, you could boil the scrambled eggs in the electric kettle. If you didn't have a saucepan. I'm really going down to the depths of it now, aren't I?
I know, but sometimes it takes that, David, when it's the end of the month and you have no money.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get through.
But how does making eggs, like yesterday we had people ironing shirts in a microwave, now we have people making eggs in a kettle.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, electric kettle. Boil it up. Sure, it takes an electric kettle 3 or 4 minutes to boil. Sure, the eggs will be perfect then for the noodles. They won't be too hard and they'll be nice and soft and you'll have the runny egg going through the noodles.
But how do you put the eggs in the kettle in the water? Do you like just put the egg in whole or do you
crack? Yeah, boiled egg, is it?
Yeah, just put the egg in whole and just boil it with the kettle.
God, we're just discovering so many life hacks on the show this week.
My electricity bill will be through the roof between microwaving me shirts and boiling me eggs.
But you're not going to be doing that every month, though, are you? You're only going to be poor once every now and then.
Yeah,
like this week or this month.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'd just be upset about the thought of making my tea in the kettle after me making my cocoa noodles the day before. I don't know.
Not the noodles, just the egg. Just the egg.
Okay. But you still have to boil a pot for the noodles anyway.
No, but you're not going to put noodles into the kettle, are you?
Well, you could. You never know. Anyway,
it's that bad in
Chosen. I don't know what you do in Wexford, but we don't do it out this side.
No, don't do it in Carlow anyway, David.
I'm not 100%
definitely not
convinced about your noodles and your scrambled egg, but we do what we have to do.
Yeah, we have to keep full anyway, you know what I mean?
Keep full. That's the aim of the game. Listen, have a great day, mister.
No bother. Thanks, and again, happy birthday, Killian.
Thanks very much, David. Very good. Have a good day. Top of the morning. Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Deliver your drive-through. Supermax.ie.
Okay, you may have heard Aoife on Beat News mention this earlier. And do you know what? Fair play to her getting stuck in. We're talking Saoirse Ronan, and she has learnt lambing in preparation for her latest film role. She said, "I was lambing" in an interview. I don't think you can fake that, as you'll see from the film. She spent some time on a farm and she observed farmers doing their daily tasks. She recalled, "We had Kyle, this very young farmer. He was 23 and he was overseeing 3 different farms on the Orkney mainland, and he coached her off camera," right? She said she still found it very challenging. She said, and you can speak about your own experience of this in a minute. She said, "When you pull out a lamb at first, they look like they're dead. They're pretty lifeless. And the first time you do it, you're worried that you'll hurt them, but you have to be quite rough. After I got the first one out of the way, I was a bit more confident, but you have to keep that mask of confidence over your face. I was completely terrified inside. It was one of the biggest acting challenges I've ever faced." The new movie is based on Amy Liprat's award winning memoir of the same name, and she just said she wanted to make it as lifelike and realistic as possible, and therefore she decided she was getting stuck in. She wasn't going to get somebody to stand in for her.
A good strong Carlo woman.
She's
married now.
I know, yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere.
I know, yeah. I know her. Like an RKO.
She's very she's very private, is Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, she is. But it's not easy. It's not easy.
Go on.
Absolutely pulling it hard.
Okay. So you have done this.
Not a lamb, something bigger.
Oh. What?
A calf. Yeah, so my granny and granddad like own a farm and still do. It's my auntie now that kind of runs it, and my uncle. But I was up there in Ballymurphy and going to mass. I think I was 11, 12. And I was dressed in my best to go to Sunday mass. And I got a roar from the gate from my uncle Shane. "Get down here, I need a hand." I was like, grand. So I went down in my pristine shoes, my pristine little chinos and a little shirt, went down to the bottom of the farm. There he was. Grab a hold of that rope, will you? So the calf was given difficulty or something. I don't know. It was like the wrong way around. So like he needed a hand to get it out, or else like the mother cow, I don't know how farm works, but clearly would die or something. I don't know. But anyway, I knew I had to pull a rope, and it was all like blood and gunk on the rope. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. He was like, will you just pull? So I was there pulling this calf out. It was the most disgusting yet beautiful thing I have ever seen. Like, and they had two cows, or the calf was grand and the mother cow was grand. But it was a weird experience. And I'm like, I'm not a farmer. Like, I'm a town boy.
It's like bagging this down all the way. It's like what she says, like, you have to kind of fake that confidence because you have to just do it.
You have to do it because you've no other choice, or else the animal is in danger. But yeah, a beautiful thing, but it was definitely something I wouldn't do again.
Well, perfectly.
It creeps me out.
It's birth. It's a process. That my closest experience on a farm is I went to Kiora Mini Farm in Gorey, and they have a cow, a fake cow, and you can milk it, just plastic. Plastic udders, and you can just, you know, that's the closest I've ever gotten. It was a great experience, so I really enjoyed it. Because I'm afraid of milk, so I'm not going to do a real one.
Okay.
Now I'm afraid of milk.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat.
Okay, so a press release landed in our inbox yesterday, and I'll just give you the subject title of it, Killian. It says, Wexford man pips twin brother to strongest man title.
And I feel so intimidated right now because the two lads are in studio with us. Good morning, Dean and Dylan.
Good morning.
Good morning, lads. I'm not going to lie. When I saw the press release, I said to Killian, get them in. They can lift me up. See if they can lift me.
That's all you want. I was like, surely if they're the Ireland's strongest man, he can lift you up.
Well, we were very impressed by the subject title because I'm sure it's not every day that two twin brothers, geez, you are identical. Okay, mm-hmm. One of you has a bit of hair. That's what you said to me, Dylan.
No need to bring that up.
No, I was looking at you going, how am I going to tell you apart? Okay, so it's not every day that you hear a story of two brothers going head to head, competing against each other for one title, basically.
Yeah, no, it's not. But being honest, I find it easier, say, having a twin brother to compete against, because we get to train together the whole time. So where other athletes, when they train, they're training, say, to maximise their strength, where we're training to maximise each other's strength.
Yeah. Okay, so you're bigging each other up, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously, Dean, congratulations, because you are officially the Republic of Ireland's strongest man.
Twice. Thank you very much.
I know, there's two titles in here in front of us. There's some trophies.
And is it fair to say the stiffest competition came from your twin brother?
It came from my twin brother and another fellow competitor from New Ross, Nicky Whelan, as well.
Oh,
There was a point split in the three of us going into the last event. Dylan was actually in the lead. I was in second and Nicky Whelan was in third. It was just the last event. It was a sandbag toss, 5 sandbags to be tossed over 16 foot, going from 16 kilos to 24 kilos. Jeez. And I finished it in 18 seconds, which was the fastest time. Oh, and that got me the title.
And is it kind of like an obstacle course, or is it just kind of like different sets of different kind of competitions?
It's different sets of events. So the first event on the day entailed a 400 kilo tire flip. The second event was an arm over arm pulling a jeep. Third event was car deadlift for reps. Fourth was a log for max, and then the fifth one was the sandbag medley.
Howie is fixed for lifting a Mini Cooper Countryman. Show got broke down at the side of the road there and she had no way of towing it, so next time you're in Bother Show,
I'll call the lads.
Yeah, no problem.
On a serious note, what is it like at that moment where, like, you were in the lead, Dylan, and then, like, what are you looking at your brother, and I love you, but I want to beat you, like,
being honest, I coach Dean, and I know Dean puts in the work. I'm coached also by another person, and I felt like I had to win.
Yeah.
But sandbag at the very end, I know Dean is better at that end than me.
Right.
So with the point difference, I knew a second or third place was possible. Now, if it was a different event, it could be a different story. But Dean is very good at sandbags and is very fast.
Okay.
And I'm a little bit on the heavier side, so a little bit slower.
Okay, fair play. I love your honesty. I love the, I suppose it's such a story, isn't it, of family and kind of triumph. But you have battled your own kind of pain barrier throughout this. Talk to me about the condition.
So we both have EB. Basically, it's a skin condition that there's not enough protein in the skin. So friction any bit of friction causes blisters, and to be honest, like, they're so painful, but we get them like 24/7. And like, the Deborah Ireland is the charity, like, it's not funded by the government, it's self-funded. The only way they get any money is off the public, and like, to donate to that is deborah.ie.
okay,
but if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to travel to the shows. Like, they give us a grant every year, like a one-off grant, and that pays for like one or two shows that we need to get to. Obviously the rest we have to pay ourselves, but we'd be lost without them now.
How does that affect you, I suppose, because you are using your hands a lot, and friction, like ropes and stuff, like, you'll be getting blisters, I suppose, 24/7.
So if you've ever, say, wore high heels and they were too small for you and you get blisters.
I've loads of bunions.
Trying to lift heavy weight while having blisters is the most excruciating thing ever. But we're so used to pain that training actually becomes easy.
Wow.
I guess how I can explain it is, to people that want to understand what the pain feels like, is it genuinely feels like putting thumbtacks in your shoes and walking.
Oh, God.
That's exactly what it feels like. It goes to the point where you're bleeding through your feet. And especially in hot weather, it really hurts. And especially when we travel abroad to compete as well in England or anything with, to do with the airports and walking through. Before we get to the competition, 9 times out of 10, our feet are absolutely killing us. But we're used to pain, so we just have to put our head down and keep going.
Yeah.
But just before, just to copy off what Dean just said there, Deborah Ireland actually made it possible for us this year, for when Dean was competing over in Britain. They made it possible for us to be picked up at the door of the airport and brought straight to our gate, which... any other time that's not been able to happen. So we've been covered in blisters before we get to the show and not able to perform. But Dean this year, he didn't have blisters going to the show, so he performed really, really well.
Okay. You know what, you are the definition of the most determined and, like, literally the strongest.
I know.
Men.
It's like I'm meeting a real life Mark Henry. It's brilliant. You don't even know who that is.
No,
don't laugh.
Killian is like, this is my birthday dream come true. Dean,
oh, happy birthday, Killian.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you've now qualified for the All Ireland Championships, and and when is that?
So that will be in May. Is it next year?
May next year,
and that's where I'll take the title from Killian Groom.
Oh, go on, that's
quite tough.
Killians
are tough men, I can tell you.
Right, before we let you go, thank you so much for coming in. I have 3 questions for you, right? This is where you've no idea what I'm going to ask you. So my first question to both of you is, what is the song that gets you pumped, getting you ready, getting you, like, in the zone to take that title?
Sinead O'Connor, Zombie.
Oh, wow, okay, like it. And Dylan?
For me, Sinead O'Connor, Foggy Dew.
God, they're definitely twins. Definitely.
Foggy Judo is a slow air.
It's slow, but it makes me feel words. Irish, and the strength comes with Irish.
Oh, I love that. Go on, you're definitely Wexford lads. Right, what is the takeaway of the strongest men in Wexford? What is your takeaway choice?
My favourite is the Chinese, because they know how to cook their food.
Okay, but what is your order?
Duck Cantonese with fried rice.
Oh,
yeah.
Chips. I never had duck.
Chips on side? No chips?
But chips, but not over Chinese, because they don't know how to do the chips.
And Dean?
No, mine is 4-star pizza. I have to have pizza the night before.
Okay, and what's on top?
Chicken, ham, pepperoni, and sweet corn.
Nice. Okay, and my final question to you this morning, what makes you proud to be from Wexford?
It's a deep question.
Yeah.
Everyone, when they come to Ireland, they always want about Dublin. But when you come down to Wexford and see how nice the people are, and my opinion is the strongest people come from Wexford, so that's why I'm proud to be Wexford.
And Dean?
I'm just going to have to copy Dylan, because I've gone blank.
You could just say strawberries as well.
I like the strawberries, yeah, that's it.
Dean and Dylan, twin brothers, I know you's apart now. You're absolutely wonderful. Congratulations again, Dean, and continued success. Loved having you. Are you ready to lift me up?
We are.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Lovely. Aoife Kearns from the news desk.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, hon. How are you? We're good. I have no idea what's about to happen here. I'm slightly blindsided, I would say.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we're turning Agri-Spec this morning.
Yes.
Show Agri-Spec. You might not know this, but there are 2 very big agricultural shows on this weekend across the southeast. On Saturday, it's the Iverk Show in County Kilkenny, and then on Sunday, the Duala Show. And Killian, I'm sure there were people belong to you at the Tullow Show last
week.
There was.
It looked like a great day out, and of course we were there as well. Yes. Beat, Chris was there with Old School Sunday. So it's a bit of a farming theme during the week, because Show had something to say on cows during the week. What do you make of this, Aoife?
Yeah, cows are real. I would say cows are quite moody. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they're real, like they're always in. Why are you always in a mood? Like, do you know
why
what
you're
mean?
Always moody? Oh, no, God, terrible.
No,
joke.
I went to Kiora Mini Farm in Gorey. They have a cow, a fake cow, and you can milk it. Just plastic plastic udders, and you can just, you know, that's the closest I've ever gotten. It was a great experience, so I really enjoyed it because I'm afraid of milk, so I'm not going to do a real one. Because there was a conversation had after I learned the life skill that is changing a tyre. Something came up about farming and would I be willing to go to a farm and to actually milk a cow, and I would say I'm open but I have strong kind of feelings about cows, so
I think you'd have plenty of practice in that area anyway. From your experience at that cow thing.
Yeah, with the fake cow.
And it's very hard to get a bit of farm relief these days, I'll tell you. They're all gone off to Australia, so I'd say there'll be a farmer out there that'll take you on show.
Okay, so what's happening here?
So what's happening here now is because Aoife has dabbled in the farming world from Mooncoin. You grew up on a farm, did you?
Mooncoin, eh?
Oh, God.
Yes, I am a farmer's daughter. I will admit that I am on hand when needed. I don't necessarily always go out, but I will be taking over with my little brother in October for the week, so God help the cows and the whole lot of them that week.
You know your stuff, and that's lovely because you're sending your parents away. So
yeah, we're sending mammy and daddy. Dad, his reaction, we'll say no more, lots of expletives in the reaction to the holiday abroad, like most farmers. But, I have a little mini quiz for you.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people will be able to answer these questions. So we'll see how you get on, right? We're going to ask you five simple farming questions.
Okay.
And we'll see how you get on. Okay. I think you'll do better than...
Oh, God. Well, your faith is unfounded, I can tell you that now. Okay, let's go for it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Show's big farming quiz. 3, 2, 1, go. How many months is a cow pregnant for?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going
to
say 9 months.
Yeah. You're right.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
What colour is a New Holland tractor?
New Holland. Oh, I should know this. So
I know this when I was in the town.
I was invited to the Radio Awards a few years back in a Massey. And is a Massey red?
Yeah.
So a New Holland. Oh, and a John Deere. Is it blue?
Yes.
There you go. Well done, Sean O'Leary.
Farmer, just pass me the cap.
Okay, here is the big question that a lot of people from the town don't necessarily get right.
Okay.
What is the difference between silage and slurry?
Silage. Oh, no.
Even I get this one.
I think it just stinks more.
No. You think silage stinks more?
Yeah. No.
Okay. No, silage is grass. Slurry is dung.
Oh, the dung. All right. Okay. So obviously, well, that was an epic fail there. Yeah.
Second last question. Who is the Minister for Agriculture?
Oh, no. I have no...
Guess.
I interviewed him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Give me a clue. I don't
know. He's from the north, yeah?
No, he's from Donegal.
He's from
Donegal. Yeah,
Donegal. From the north.
Yeah, the northest point of Ireland. Yeah.
He's from Wee Daniel County.
Can I answer this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it Charlie McConnellog?
Oh, it is.
Oh, well done, Kel.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I have a phrase to finish off. If she's not red,
she's... If she's not red, she's sucking diesel.
Can you please? If she's not red, leave her in the sheds.
Aoife, thank you so much.
God, what an education. Get me to a farm already. I need to further my training. When I wake up
in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Do this.
It's Agri Spec Day here on Beat Breakfast, and we are joined once again by Aoife, our news editor, who in the last hour has put me to the test. I failed miserably. All I know is the colour of tractors and how long a cow is pregnant for.
Yeah. But Joe, I'm really delighted that you finally know the difference between silage and slurry. That kills me and most people from a farm, that people don't seem to know the difference.
And I will take that into my day and I'll tell everybody that I meet. But right now, what we asked you for, and thank you for all the responses and the uptake on this, Aoife. We were looking for a farmer to take me on in part two of show. What did you call it? Show's Big Farming Quiz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Beat's Big Farming
Beat's
Quiz.
Beat's Big Farming Quiz.
This is what this is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got our contestant. She is on the line and she's a farmer. Welcome to Beat Breakfast, Elaine.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so nervous, but I'm good. I'm good.
But don't be nervous. You're a farmer. I'm not. Do you know what I mean?
I know, I know.
You have the upper hand here.
Yeah, so tell us about your farming background.
I've lived on a farm all my life. Just basically reared with animals. Do you know, I love animals. It's cows, calves, hens, ducks, sheep, cats, dogs, and you name it, we've had it.
would you agree with me about the cows?
Yes.
Yeah, they are moving. Yeah. They are, yeah.
Especially after they calve at times, yeah.
They can be, but some of them, if you rear them from young, they can be pure babies.
Okay. I just haven't experienced that. But like, you love it, Elaine, yeah?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's your life, yeah.
It is, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so Aoife has prepared some questions. We're going to go head to head. And as I said, this is the easiest win you'll ever have.
Yes. So what's going to happen here is there's going to be three questions each. Three questions for you, Elaine. Three questions for show. All about farming from our farming quiz master, Aoife Kearns. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Do you want to go first or do you want show to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, let's do this.
Don't be nervous, Aoife. This is absolutely fine.
Aoife.
Okay, question one of Beat's Big Farming Quiz. True or false? Lamborghini used to make tractors.
Oh.
True.
It's right.
Well done, one on the board. Okay, you're one up. Now we turn to show. Here's show's question.
Okay, show. The European John Deere factory is located in what country?
John Deere. Oh, is it England?
No.
Is Ireland?
It's Germany.
I wouldn't have got that. No.
Elaine, pathetic, isn't it?
Elaine, would you have known that, yeah?
I would have known that, yeah.
What's your favourite tractor? Which one?
We have a lot of Fords at home, so I would rather go with a Ford.
I love
Ford.
So if
she's not blue, she won't do?
Exactly.
Right, Elaine, you're up for question number two. Aoife, fire away.
Okay, McHale is an Irish company which specialises in balers and bale wrapping machinery. But where is this company located? What county?
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, it's in the West. We'll give you that.
Okay, I'm going to take a stab at it and say Galway.
Oh, you're so close. It's Mayo.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, you're still 1-0 up. It's still 1-0. Yeah. Show, you can redeem yourself here now.
Okay.
Aoife, question number two for show.
Okay, so show, what tractor first used the 3-point hitch system?
What's that when it's
like the hitch that's on the back of tractors. And it was decades ago that it was invented, but this 3-point hitch system is used to this very day. So what brand? What?
God.
Go on, take a stab at
They're all such. They're all such stellar tractors. I love all of them. I'm gonna go. You know yourself, Elaine. You can't. It's very hard to choose a favorite tractor. You know, you'd be looking at them, and they're all so stunning. I'm going to go this morning. I'm going out. I'm just going to go Massey. I'm going to go Massey Ferguson.
Oh my God, show you're right. Well, it was the Grey Fergie. So the Grey Ferguson and subsequently Massey and Ferguson merged together to create the Massey Ferguson.
Sometimes, Elaine, you just have farmer's gut. And that's what I went with there.
Are at one apiece and we've got one more question each. So this is an important one, Elaine. So Aoife, you fire away.
Okay. Where is the ploughing on this year?
Leash.
Yes. Rathenesca County Leash.
I knew that.
Yay.
Well done, Elaine.
Good job, hon. Good job.
Right,
okay,
show.
This.
Pressure is on.
Okay. How many acres are in 1 hectare?
Acres in a hectare.
Would you know this one, Elaine?
I would.
So would I.
I think my mom. Think my mom and dad have a quarter of an acre in their Wexford house.
She's road frontage.
I have a bit of road frontage, lads, just in case you
Tom, you lucky man.
I'm going to say Is it 100?
Oh god.
No, it's 2.471 or 2.51.
Well, look.
Good effort, Joe. Good effort.
You know what? I tried, Elaine. I tried. And I suppose, look, it just highlights the fact that there can only be one farming queen here this morning. And it is 100% Jesus. You, Elaine. You're a bit of a legend. We love you. Thank you so much for giving us.
Come here, tell us, are you going down to Dualo show this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. We're doing the 2 days. We're doing the Dualo show and the truck show.
Elaine, I'm like genuinely so impressed that you gave it a go this morning and had the crack with us. I think I'll have to come. If I was to go to any farm, I would like to visit Elaine's farm, if that's okay with you.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay.
Yep.
Elaine, you enjoy the weekend. Have the best time ever. Thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, star.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Elaine. Have a good day.
Bye.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Well, this morning, hope your day's off to a good start. We are talking how do you sleep? And according to mattressonline.co.uk, people that sleep naked are go-getters. And those who sleep in pyjamas or some kind of t-shirt or nightwear are more nostalgic and kind of empathetic people. So we decided to put this to the test. We said, who's team Killian? Who's team Show? Killian is commando. I'm pyjama girl all the way. We have two contestants to go head to head in a battle that they didn't know anything about. Who are we going with first?
We are going with taking on my team. It's Ian. We are the commando boys.
Ooh. Morning, Ian.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, we're good, hon. We're good. What part of the southeast are you in this morning?
I'm down in Ring, down in Dungarvan here this morning. It's beautiful down here.
Diaguit.
Yeah.
Stunning part of the southeast, absolutely. And on the other line, we want to introduce you to Team Show's contestant. It is Susan. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, and we're good. We really appreciate you both kind of, I suppose, indulging us in this little bit of madness this morning. Will you say hello to each other there?
Morning.
Good morning, how's it going?
Good.
Susan, where are you?
I'm in Limmy Brown.
Okay, how's she looking?
Not too bad now, not too bad.
Good. Okay, yeah. we're gonna put you to the test. We have a opportunity for you both to sell the commando or no commando. So Ian, we're going to start with you. You've got basically 30 seconds on the clock to tell us why you are in favour of sleeping in the nude. Go for it.
Right, well, first of all, sleeping in the nude, everything gets to hang free and it's breezy and it's airy. If you're wearing pyjamas, you could end up fighting with the pyjamas in the middle of the night, and you could wake up, have a shower before bed, you wake up in the morning, you're all sweaty. No, it's not good times. You want to be free and breezy, let it all hang out, over and out.
You didn't even need the 30 seconds to fight your corner. That was 22 seconds of gold. Thank you very much, Ian. It's not just you in your house that does the commando thing though, is that right? Or
no, it's my wife as well. Yeah, my wife does it as well, the two of us sleep commando.
Yeah, shout out to her, we'll move on from that. Right.
Good man, Ian.
Susan,
you don't know that.
Oh my god.
Susan, don't worry about it, we've got this girl. I have every faith in you. You have 30 seconds to sell it to us. Pajama girl all the way, go for it.
Absolutely no way, sleep commando. You have to have something on you. Waking up cold, shivering, absolutely no way. It's just like my worst nightmare. And then to turn over and see someone commando, no way whatsoever. Team pajamas all the way. Fit that, not a hope.
19 seconds of gold as well. Do you know what? Honestly, there's no winner here. We're all winners. We choose how we sleep and we're all happy with our decisions. Ian and Susan, you've been absolute stars this morning. Thanks for hanging out with us on Beat Breakfast, all right?
Thanks a million.
Have a good day.
Talk to you
see
then.
You later.
Have a fantastic day.
You too, hun. Bye.
Talk to you. Bye.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.